opportunity to collaborate with them again today. We were at Virginia State University at the Wellness Day. And we had Sister Geraldine Atkins, Shador Jones, and Cheryl Mango, Claudia, and what's the other sister's name? I'm sorry, I'll get her name soon. But we were side by side, and we do this often. Geraldine, who we call Twin, because her sister was a swing as well, who passed away. She was an Army officer. And Geraldine would call me and said, "Brother, we are about to do this. Will you join in?" I said, "Sure," without hesitation. And the Wellness Day, it had something to do with sending out pamphlets and things that would help our youth at Virginia State with how are they doing, giving out brochures, giving out little tokens of appreciation to let them know that we are there for them and we are there with them. So, also, speaking of Ronald McDonald House, I am very familiar with that because on every military base that I was stationed at that had a military hospital, there was a Ronald McDonald House there close by for that same very reason, that they could, family members could be there on their site. We fed them. We was able to help them out with their special needs. But going back to the groove swing, Geraldine called me for the doorways, which is at VCU MCV Hospital. They have a doorways where they allow the family members to stay overnight at this facility, and we were there feeding them, chili that we had cooked, sandwiches, danishes, things of that nature.
Can't hear you.
You cannot hear me?
Oh, wow. Let's see. Hold on 1 second.
I am so sorry.
Try again, Clayton.
Excuse me?
How about now? How about now?
I don't know how much of it that you missed.
You're good.
Are we okay. Good?
But that's because my brother had control of my volume. You see what I have to deal with?
No, you understand. Craig was in the background making noise.
Okay.
Go on, please. Please continue. Please continue.
Thank you. But just to let you know that the swings and the grooves are working together on these things, trying to uplift our community as well. And I have to commend our sisters. I love them, and we're working hand in hand, and we're building this community together. Thank you, sisters. I appreciate you.
All right. Hey, Robert and Tiffany, before I go on, because I am anxious, I still have to bring in one more thing that our dear sister Rose, what she does. And guys, any comments on what Clayton said, anything you've heard before, any comments, jump on in there because I'm anxious to get into this next topic here.
I'll probably say something here because one of the things that's also important in the communities that we live in and serve in and we love is making sure that we are politically active. When I say that, It basically means getting out to vote because that is your power. That is your voice. That is standing up for what you believe in for your community. It's also for standing up for what you want for your future in the community. Because when you vote, depending on what is on the ballot, the choices that you make doesn't necessarily affect just that one specific year. Depending on the people that you vote in, they could have laws that could be on the books for years, decades, even generations.
That's right.
So the idea is what you think about now, you should also be thinking about your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, because your vote your voice is going to matter. With a lot of things that are happening right now, certain laws are in place are going to be put on the books for many different, more many years down the line. Some, even our grandchildren, when they're born, they'll realize, why is this law in place? Well, that's because what you voted back then affected them now. So make sure you take the time to express your vote and make sure that you understand all the topics and also understand what affects you the most. It's 196 days until the 2024 presidential election. Your vote is your voice. Use it.
Couldn't agree more. Now, let me expound on that a little bit. And I couldn't agree with Brother Robert more. Not only the presidential election, make sure you vote in your city, county, and state. Folks, you have no idea how important those elections are. In many ways, they are just as important as the presidential election. There are so many things. There's a brother, is it in Alabama right now, that has been, was elected mayor 3 years ago, and he still can't get into his office? Do you guys know anything about that story? This is a true story. There was a mayor that was elected in Alabama, and somehow the regime found a way to lock him out of his office. He can't get in yet. It's a shame.
I'm reading some information here.
Go on, brother.
Alabama town's first black mayor claims he's been locked out. Patrick Braxton alleges in a lawsuit his predecessor locked him out of New Bern's town's hall shortly after he took office 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
His quote is from Braxton, "I want to take my rightful seat, and I want to hold each and every one of them accountable for what they did." That's his quote.
Folks, we need to exercise our power. And Brother Robert says, look, your vote is your voice. When I talk to people, and we've been doing this for years, and we're going to continue this conversation because, like Brother Robert said, we have a 183 days. How many days left, brother?
196.
196. Okay, that gives us a little more time. Okay, we need to get this word out, and we're going to talk about this on this program because I promised everyone that when we started Groove Swing Speaks, we're going to talk about things from mental health. We're going to talk about education. We're going to talk about opportunities. We're going to talk about voting and voting rights. And when I come to a black person, because those are most of the people that I talk to about voting, and they say, "Oh man, I'm not going to vote." And I looked at them and I'm saying, "Women, I'm really ashamed, because you have ancestors, your ancestors, my ancestors that died so you could have the right to do so, and you can't take 15 minutes to go on and exercise, like Brother Robert said, your voice." Oh, no, 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 no. That's unacceptable. And if they still refuse to listen, then I've exhausted my and pleaded, and they still refuse, then I'm walking away. I have to go to someone else that's going to listen and understand that why this is so important. This is so important. We must get out there and tell anybody. And if you have a relative that says, "Oh, no, I ain't doing it," look. Says, "Look here. If you want to be cut out of the will, don't vote." I don't care. Use whatever measures you have to, man, because this is so vitally important. And then you want to sit back and says, "Well, I can't. I don't have an opportunity. This is not there. The man, this, guess what? Well, you part of the problem. If you haven't addressed the problem, then you're part of it. So we've got a few more minutes. Look, I'm going to change the subject right now. Sister Rose, you're going to have to come back if you will. If you will.
Okay.
But let's get into something. Let's get into something fun right now. Also, you're very much involved in music.
I am? What music?
Music. Music. Brother Craig, he's having a little panic attack here. Okay. He'll be okay in a little bit. But no, didn't we talk? Did I talk to you? Oh, boy. No, I got my guests mixed up. Okay. I was talking to another swing sister earlier today, and she was involved in music. And please forgive me. I was talking to another sister earlier today, and she was talking about the things that she does, and it's related almost to what we're talking about now, but she also has a background in music, and we'll talk about that too. As a matter of fact, if you guys know any grooves or swings that are really into music, musicians or whatever it is, hey, tell them to come on this network because we're going to cover the gambit here. But let's go back to Sister Rose, and we've got about 15 minutes. What would you like to express or say to the panel and maybe some areas and some things that we did not cover? The floor is yours, sister.
I think when we were talking about opportunities, I think that people need to travel more.
Ooh.
Outside of their states, outside of their neighborhood, outside of their states, outside of the country. It helps cultivate you in different ways more than you can think of. When you experience different cultures and just traveling, you are opened up to see many different cultures, try different foods, and just experiences that you will never receive if you don't step off your block. So I think that opportunity should be provided to everyone. If you have the opportunity to obtain a passport, mm-hmm. and it's expensive for a reason, let's keep it there. But obtaining that information, making sure you have all your documentation that's underneath your grandma's mattress, just make sure you have all that documentation so that you can go obtain your passport and travel. The world is ours. You have to explore it, mm-hmm. and just learn about different cultures. It will change your perspective in life and how you look at things. You yourself will be diverse in your thinking, mm-hmm. because of the exposure that you've had to various cultures. Growing up, my mom made sure that as soon as school let out, it would be June 15th. June 17th, we were on a plane to Antigua the whole summer.
Isn't that something?
And at first, I didn't understand it, but when I became an adult, I understood what she was doing. She wanted us to have exposure to our culture during the summertime, but also come back to the United States and be able to understand the difference between both cultures, but try to infuse them in our lives so that we will be stronger and impactful in the things that we did because we have an understanding of both cultures. Mm-hmm. And that also helps shape and mold me into the person that I am now, is because that I am understanding of those who are not from this country. Okay. Somebody's calling me. I have to be understanding of people who are not from this country and be empathetic to their needs. Sometimes it might be a language barrier working in HR, mm-hmm. that someone at first you might have to write it down so they understand what it is that you're asking of them, and just be a little bit more patient because you understand, hey, this person is trying to get from point A to point B, but they're not going to arrive smoothly if no one helps support them. So that's the most important thing. That people need to explore their options and opportunity. I wish there was, I think I saw like it was a senator that was offering passport clinics just to present the pathway to obtain a passport. Because it's not easy. It's not easy if you don't have that documentation. You know, if you need a Social Security card, you need your license, you need your birth certificate, people might not have that, you know. So just obtaining that documentation so that you're able to fly. Even if it's domestically, you can drive to the location and explore just to adapt to the different cultures and be, you know, exposed to the differences from your neighborhood to another neighborhood. That helps shape you as a person so that you're more empathetic. But a lot of people don't have that opportunity, and we should make that opportunity available more often.
I think that is absolutely important. You know, the first time I traveled out, the first time I went down to Mexico, and then I had the opportunity to go to Greece, Italy, let's see, Germany, Croatia, let's see, what else? Oh my God, Turkey. And you're so right. The cultures are different. Turkey, if you go to Turkey, okay, be prepared to find street vendors and hustlers, and they are aggressive. They are aggressive. They are relentless in trying to sell their product. And that's okay. As a matter of fact, when I was a partner in an organization, I said, wow, I wish I could bring them back to the United States and have them work for me. Because they would not give up. They would not give up. And I found it fascinating, but you're exactly right. And my brother Clayton, he's experienced and been around in foreign countries a lot more than I. And you want to expound on that and your experience and different cultures and tie into what Sister Rose was saying as far as that's an education in itself. And I know I'm paraphrasing.
Yes, that's one of the greatest educations you can have when you travel abroad, because what you hear on TV, radio here in the United States, they're going to give you what they want you to know. I was stationed in Italy for 3 years, working for NATO. So I dealt with all 18 countries at the time that was under the NATO alliance. From Italy to England to Poland to Germany, Spain, you name it. And I had a chance to sit down with these gentlemen and women on a daily basis, work alongside them and get to know them. And that was the greatest experience ever, because the fact is they taught me never to be closed-minded and listen to all the noise that was going on in the United States, because they would give you lies and find out that it was totally the opposite. When these people would sit down and talk to you, they was the greatest people and most friendly people. They was willing to do for you that our own country wouldn't do for you. Because if you look back through our history, a lot of our black brothers and sisters, they had to go overseas in order to make it. Where England and France would give them opportunity where United States wouldn't. So yes. Wow. I can see a whole lot that's going on. And United States, they say this is the greatest country in the world.
Okay.
I would beg to differ.
Right. I think it's a good country. I think it's a country that really needs a lot of healing. You know, and as a matter of fact, if you look at, compared to the countries you just named, we are the youngest. And it, often they said the United States is an experiment. Have you guys heard that before, folks? There are a couple of things that are true in life. Good and evil, right and wrong. Okay? And my mother, Clayton's mother, she taught us something. She says, if you do right, right will always follow you. Right will always follow you. And so you have a lot of things that comes with a capitalistic society. You have a lot of things that comes with any society, folks. We're only as good as the people that's in it, okay? And then a lot of times, it has to do with what type of society you're in. If you're in a dictatorship, are you going to be governed differently? If you're in a democracy, you could be governed differently. If you're in some other, it is so amazing. The only thing and the only way that things can change, if we make the change, and we can only do it one person at a time. And going back to what Brother Robert said, your vote is your voice. And we've got to, if your voice is one of a positive nature, and we collectively go out and do what needs to be done, then we can change what's going on. Short of that, and we allow things to stay status quo, then we get what we got. We've got 5 minutes, 4 minutes. Sister Rose, the floor is yours.
Sister, what would you like me to say?
No, whatever you want to say. And also, and now, do you have any books written?
No.
Okay.
I have not written any books.
Okay, write one.
Write one, okay. I have a story. I do have a story.
You do have a story, and it's ongoing. And you've been such a delight here. Please come back. Okay.
Thank you.
I hope my brother Craig didn't scare you off or anything like that.
No. He's fine.
You have to understand, I love jabbing Craig because he loves jabbing me. And you had the nerve, Clayton, that said we're the same kind of people.
Well, both of you love to talk.
Well, this is what I do. Can you imagine, Robert, can you imagine a talk show with a host that doesn't talk? That doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
You got to keep the people engaged. And that's what we do. We love to keep the people engaged in the communities of where they live. Realize it could be all the way from Los Angeles to New York, as far north as Boston, as far south as Miami. And we're coming to Miami, just to let everybody know. So that's going to be happening in July 17th to the 21st. Make sure you follow us, be there, because definitely going to have a great time.
You're talking about the conclave.
Yes, I am.
The conclave, absolutely. Sister Tiffany, what you got to say, baby?
I just want to say I enjoyed tonight's session and just reuniting with a sister here. It's been a pleasure, and hopefully it won't be as long.
Right. Oh, I have to, sister, LaToya, she was stuck because she's part of the panel too, Sister Rose. She's part of the panel, and she was stuck at work. She would ordinarily be here. Along with my brother Clayton, brother Craig, Robert, and Tiffany. And brother Craig, what would you like to say?
Well, I didn't get to say much tonight.
What?
Because you hold the mic. But what I would like to say that growing up in the capital of the Confederacy here in Richmond, Virginia, the George Floyd incident did one amazing thing in this city. It brought down a lot of Confederate monuments. We had one street that was called Monument Avenue, and it had about maybe 7 to 8 Confederate monuments, to include the first Confederate president, Jefferson Davis.
Yeah.
Did they tear it down yet?
And they are all have been removed.
They've been removed.
Good.
The largest,
I think almost
one,
every city experienced that too.
And it should have been.
The largest one was the Robert E. Lee statue, which was the largest statue of him in the United States. It stood 6 stories high. That was the last one to be removed.
Gone.
And that one caused the most confusion, protests from the concerns of the Confederates and a lot of those other people that want to hold on to history. But I would say that boy, I thought I would never see it in my lifetime. But that was all due to younger people protesting.
Absolutely. Wow. You know, guys, I can't believe we're out of time.
As much as you talk, you can't believe that.
As much, well, can I say something real quick?
You say whatever you want to say, please.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you guys tonight. Thank you again for the invite, not only for today, but to come back again. So we will see how our schedule permits for us to have another conversation. But it's been great speaking with you guys. I hope that everyone has gotten something from this conversation.
Yes.
Whether to travel, talking about an inclusive in diversity, DEI, just everything that we talked about here today, our culture, not gatekeeping information and providing opportunities to others, and just educating everyone on the available opportunities.
I can't thank you enough. I enjoyed, as a matter of fact, I had the pleasure twice, okay? That's right, I'm special here. I had the pleasure twice of speaking to this sister, and it was quite a pleasure. And so she wanted to know, well, what are we going to talk about? I said, the who, what, when, where, and how. We're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about what you do, because what I found that this sister is absolutely remarkable. She's amazing. And sister, please, I sent you the links to how people can listen to this network, okay? What I didn't send you is how they can go and look at this on YouTube. And that is okay. Studio W, The Buzz. We got the Kinks work out on that. Studio W, The Buzz. They kind of messed up. And you know, I have to deal with Apple again. Because the Apple app, those of you who have it, you got it, okay? It's supposed to be Studio W dot Buzz. They keep switching it back to the corporation, which is William Worldwide. You know, and since they keep switching it back, I might have to leave it like that. I might have to leave it because we are worldwide. Brother Robert, Brother Craig, Clayton, Sister Tiffany, and our special guests, Rose and Matthew. It's been an extreme pleasure. Anybody have anything to say before we exit?
Well, you getting paid tonight.
No. Okay.
I want to say thank you for another great show. And listen, out there, if you're watching this at any time, if you want to find out about a local chapter of Groove by Groove or Swing by Swing in your area, just search GPHIG. Or SPHIS on Instagram to find a local chapter where you are and find out more about how you can learn more about what Groove by Groove and Swing by Swing does in your community, because we definitely are about the people.
That's exactly right. Hey, Tiffany?
And I.
Oh, go on, Sister Rose.
It's swingfiveswing.org.
Swingfiveswing.org. Sister Tiffany?
And we have groove-5-groove.com for our website as well.
Okay.
Great.
Sister Tiffany, any last words?
No, it's been great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Clayton?
I just want to say thank you, Sister Rose, for your time. We appreciate it. I did learn a lot. Thank you.
And that's what this is all about. Groove Swing Speaks. We talk about education, motivation, inspiration, and uplifting our communities, folks. Hey, check us out again next Thursday. No, I'm sorry, Tuesday. I'm thinking about another show. Tuesday, Groove Swing Speaks. 4 p.m. on the West, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 Central, and 5 Mountain Times. And wherever you are around the globe, check us out, studiow.buzz, studiow.buzz. As a matter of fact, this program will be up on the website tonight. I've talked to our technician to make sure, I used to say 24 hours, but I made sure that this program goes out the same night that we broadcast it. Go to studiow.buzz, that's B-U-Z-Z, click on archive shows, give us a few hours, okay? It will be up tonight. Please share with your friends, and in the meantime, enjoy. Now, what tomorrow, next day, check out Studio W The Buzz, and Robert will tell you, my friend Robert and my brother Clayton will tell you, we play some great music, so you guys want to get up and dance and relax after a week or day at work, okay, and you just want to relax a little bit, kick back and grab a glass and enjoy The Buzz, Studio W.Buzz. Sister Rose, thank you again, my dear.